A new group is eligible for the COVID vaccine. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The head of the Centers for Disease Control announcing on Saturday that children under the age of 5 are now eligible to receive COVID-19 vaccine shots. An advisory panel voting unanimously on the decision just hours before the announcement. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
The advisors unanimously approved the opening of vaccines to kids as young as 6 months old. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine doses for kids under 5 years old were okayed by the FDA on Friday. Pfizer's vaccine is for kids 6 months through 4 years. The dose is one-tenth of the adult dose. Three shots are needed. Moderna's sequence is two shots, each a quarter of the adult dose, given about 4 weeks apart for kids 6 months old through 5 years old. Doses are expected to be administered starting next week.
With gas prices hitting a record high national average of $5 a gallon, President Biden is placing the blame on oil companies, along with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. GOP Congressman Lance Gooden of Texas says the Biden administration needs to shift its focus.
Are at max capacity. We're asking for more capacity. We're asking for this government to get out of the way and release the full potential of the American energy industry.
ExxonMobil said on Wednesday that their investment into new gas supplies have resulted in close to a 50% increase in U.S. oil production. Former President Trump denouncing the Biden administration's policies during his American Freedom Tour stop in South Haven, Mississippi, Saturday.
The Biden administration is a calamity of historic proportions. They're destroying our nation. Our nation is going to hell. I want to be optimistic, but you know, it's a little hard. We're going to get it back and we will make America great again.
A boat collision near Key Biscayne, Florida, Friday night, killing two people. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two-time Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she will not run again for the commander-in-chief position.
Out of the question. That's Hillary Clinton's response to the Financial Times, which asked if she'd consider running for president in 2024, particularly if President Biden does not seek a second term. She said, first of all, I expect Biden to run. He certainly intends to run. It would be very disruptive to challenge that. There have been whispers in Democratic circles about possibly looking for a new nominee, but the president has given no indication he would support that. In fact, the Washington Post reports that Biden may announce his 2024 candidacy next spring. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Russian military capturing two American veterans fighting alongside Ukrainian forces last week. A Russian news outlet showing footage of the men Friday.
Alexander Druki and Andy Nguyen, an Army and Marine vet, were captured by Russians in Kharkiv. Meanwhile, President Biden is talking about it and also has a message for all Americans.
I have been briefed. We don't know where they are, but I want to reiterate, Americans should not be going to Ukraine now.
And the safety of those veterans, of course, is paramount.
Fox's Nate Foy, a third U.S. veteran now reportedly missing after traveling to Ukraine. Historic flooding taking place at Yellowstone National Park earlier this week. Fox Weather's Max Gordon has more.
This was a historic event that'll be felt for a long time to come.
The water just wouldn't stop rising. Heavy rain melted the late spring snowpack, and by Monday, many rivers and streams had turned to torrent. The Montana Army National Guard had to rescue dozens of people from the floodwaters, but miraculously, no serious injuries or deaths. Around 10,000 visitors to Yellowstone National Park had to be evacuated.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.